Hey guys, this is Brent Harbold, and this is my tutorial of the Sharp EL640 talking calculator. Now, I'm going to go over all the features on this calculator, what all the buttons do, and everything like that. So let's get started. Let's orient ourselves to the calculator first. So looking at the calculator straight on where the buttons, we're looking straight down at the buttons, you're going to orient the calculator. So the bottom half of the calculator are the buttons. The middle of the calculator is the actual readout screen, and the top half of the calculator is just a flat open space. On the top left of the front, you will feel the raised Sharp logo, and it's raised in metal and it says Sharp, and that is the front of the calculator. To the right side of the calculator, you're going to have two switches. The top switch is going to be the volume, high and low, and that is basically what you get is high and low. If the switch is flipped up, it's on high. If you flip it down, it's on low. Right below that switch, you're going to have the set mode switch. Now, when this switch is flipped up, it is not in set mode, it's in regular calculator mode. And when you flip the switch down, it's going to be in set mode. All right, now in set mode, the buttons on the calculator will actually do things different than they do in the regular mode that's not in set mode. So there's a set mode and there's a non-set mode. In the non-set mode, some of the buttons on the front will do different things than the set mode. So I also want to go over real quick the battery compartment. So let's flip it over, flip the calculator over to the back, and the battery compartment is on the top half of the back of the calculator. So the battery compartment is going to slide open from the left to the right. So locate the groove of the battery where you get your thumb in, slide it to the right, and the door pops open. And underneath here is it takes four AA batteries, okay? So to put the batteries in, I always recommend putting the flat side in first of the batteries. Flat side is going to be they call the negative side. So starting on the left battery compartment, the very first battery compartment on the left, the flat side is going to go in first, and that is going to be at the top of the battery compartment. So you slide the flat side in, and you're going to, the flat side will touch the top of the battery compartment and then snap in the positive side the rest of the way. Now the next slot, flat side of the battery is going to go down toward the bottom part of the battery compartment. The next slot to the right, flat side is going to go up. And then finally, to the very right, the flat side is going to go down. And when you do that, you should get a beep just like that to let you know the batteries are in correctly and the calculator is ready to work. So remember, starting on the left side, flat side battery, top, bottom, going across. Let's slide the battery compartment cover back into place and snaps into place, and now we're good to go. Now, before we get off the back of the calculator, I want to show you one other thing on the back. This is the reset button. I didn't know about this reset button until a couple years ago. So if you locate the bottom left of the calculator, there is a little raised dot on the bottom left and the bottom right side. Locate the one on the bottom left, go up with your finger about a half inch, and there's a hole right there. If you take a paper clip or a fountain pen, you can press in, there's a button in there, hold it in for a few seconds, that will reset the calculator. And if you have any problems with your calculator, it's always good to try the reset button first, or also if you just want to reset everything back to scratch, time, date, and everything, you can do that because the reset button will do that. All right, flip the calculator back over to the front, and let's go over the buttons. Now, first of all, the calculator will most likely be turned off, and that means it's not going to be speaking to you at all because the voice is turned off and it's in non-set mode. So to put it in set mode and to turn the calculator on, you're going to locate the bottom switch on the right side, which is the set switch. You're going to flip it down. Now, if your calculator is turned off, it will not say anything. So I'm going to turn my calculator off. Okay, so I'm going to flip the switch down, and then I'm going to press the bottom right button, and that is the on button. And there you go. Now it says on, and now the calculator voice is turned on, and now you can start performing all of your calculations or whatever you want to do, but you might want to take it out of the set mode before you do that. But if you're wanting to set the time and the clock and all that good stuff, then we're going to do this in set mode. So I'm going to go over, sorry about that. I'm going to go over the buttons first in set mode, and then I will go back again over the buttons again in non-set mode. Like I said, several of the buttons on the calculator will do different things in different modes. So in the set mode, starting from the top left, very top left of the buttons, you're going to get time.
It's 12:02 a.m.
The button to the right of that, you're going to get the date.
It's Friday, January 1st, 1982, today.
Button to the right of that, you're going to get the alarm.
Alarm.
So if you have an alarm clock or an alarm set, it will tell you right there what the alarm is set for. To the right of that, you're going to get the timer.
Timer set for 3 minutes.
To the right of that, you're going to get the recall button. This is the repeat button.
Timer set. Timer set.
So that's the recall button. To the right of that, you're going to get the clear button.
Clear.
So that's how you can clear out your calculations or whatever if you make a mistake. And, of course, if you're doing a calculation and you press the clear button once, it will just clear the latest thing you typed in. You don't have to type that in again, or you don't have to type the stuff you typed in before, and I'll go over that here in just a minute. But the first time you press it, it's the clear, that particular entry that you typed, and if you press it twice quickly, it clears everything out. Okay, starting to the row now, go back over to the left. This is the row right below the top row, and this is going to be 7, 8, and 9.
7, 8, 9.
Then you're going to have the hourly chime button. If you press it once and hear that, then the hourly chime is turned on. If you press it
off
and hear off, then you've turned the hourly chime off. Press it again, turns the hourly chime on. The button to the right of this, you're going to get a 5-minute chime. Now, I'm not sure why you'd need a 5-minute chime, but it does have it. So if you press it, it says on, that the 5-minute chime is on.
Off.
Press it again, 5-minute chime's off. Press it again, it's on. Toggles back and forth. All right, go down to the next row, and then you're going to get the 4, 5, and 6 button.
4, 5, 6.
Okay, then the button to the right of that, the 6 button is a nothing button. It does nothing. So the button to the right of that button, you're going to get the alarm off and on button. This is where you turn your alarm clock on or off.
Alarm on. Alarm off.
Okay. Now we're going to go down to the next row, and this is going to be your 1, 2, 3 button.
1, 2.
Okay, let me clear.
1, 2, 3.
And then you've got your AM and PM button.
PM. AM. It's 12:05 AM.
There's our 5-minute chime just went off. And the button to the right of the AM and PM is a button that actually resets the time back to the 0 seconds. So if you want to get pinpoint accuracy on the time, you can do that with that button, and it will reset it back to
the
0 seconds and start it from that. Now, I do need to correct myself. The button right above the AM and PM button is the daylight savings button. Now, what this does is this allows you to switch the time back and forth hour earlier or an hour later without having to completely reset the clock. This is nice if you live in a place that has daylight savings time. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to set the clock. Let me...
12:06 a.m.
Amazon, what time is it?
The time is 4:20
p.m. 4:20 p.m. It's 5:20 p.m.
Okay, so
it's
I set the time. Now if I press that button that I said was a nothing button, but it's really not a nothing button. I remembered it's a daylight savings time button. Press that. It's going to switch your hours ahead and back an hour. So I set it for 4:20. If I press this button now,
it's 5:20 p.m.
Now it puts it at 5:20. If I press it again,
it's 4:20 p.m.
Now it's at 4:20. So it just flips back and forth, just an easy way to do that. Also want to show you the difference in the volumes. This is the loud volume.
It's 4:20
That's the soft volume. Flip it back up.
It's 420 p.m.
And it's a loud volume. I usually keep mine on the louder volume because it's really not that loud. What I want to say about the daylight savings time button is you want to be cognizant of what daylight savings you're in at that time. So right now we are in the spring forward time zone. So what I would want to do is I want us to put this button where it sets it an hour ahead.
It's 5:21.
Now I want to reset the clock back to what it is now. So Amazon, what time is it?
The time is 4:21 p.m.
So I'm going to do
4:21 p.m. It's 4:21 p.m.
Now, why I did that is because now when I press the daylight savings time button, when we hit the fall, we're going to fall back an hour. So now if I go to my calculator and press that button,
it's 3:21
p.m. There it goes. It falls us back an hour. It goes back an hour, easy peasy. And then next spring, when we go forward an hour, press it again.
It's 4:21
p.m. And then it's going to jump us ahead. So be sure you set the time depending on what time zone you're currently in or what daylight savings time you're currently in. So if you're in the spring forward, you want to set, make sure that the button has it ahead an hour. And if you are in the fall back, you want to make it sure so the button is the fall back an hour one. Hopefully that made sense. And then the final row at the bottom, you're going to have zero. You're going to have the decimal, which the decimal is not going to speak anything because it's in set mode. The decimal does nothing in set mode. Then next to the decimal, you have another nothing button in set mode. And then you have the off button, where it turns the speech off. And then you have the on button, where it turns the speech on. So to turn the speech off and mute it, I would press off. And then I would slide the set switch up. And now if I press any buttons, nothing happens. But when I'm ready to use it, I flip the set switch down. Press the bottom right button. Flip the set switch back up. And it's going to beep, and now I can do whatever I want on the calculator, and it's going to talk, okay? So we went through the set buttons. Now I'm going to go through how to set the clock while we're in the set mode and how to set the date and all that other good stuff. So I'm going to flip this back down into set mode, set the clock. It's going to just be simple. If it's 4:23, we're going to do type in 4. We'll first clear it out, and we'll type in 4. 2, 3, and we're going to press the AM and PM button, and that will tell us, of course, if it's AM or PM.
PM.
And I'm going to press it once, it says PM. If I press it again,
AM.
It says AM, but we're in PM, so I'm going to hit PM. Then I'm going to, after I type that in and hit AM or PM, I'm going to press the clock button at the top left.
It's 4:23 PM.
All right, so that's the way it's set. You set it. If I want to set it for something different, if I want to say 5:30 AM,
5:30.
Then I'm going to type in 5:30. I'm going to hit the AM PM button until it says AM.
PM. AM.
Then I'm going to press the clock button.
It's 5:30 AM.
And now it's set it to 5:30 AM. So that's how you do the clock. Now the date is a little tricky. I know a lot of people have a little issues with the date because it is a little tricky because the way you do the date is you put the year in first. Okay, so we're in 2023. So you're going to type in 2023.
2023.
Then you're going to type in the month. So basically you're putting it in like Europeans do or the people in the UK do or in overseas. You're going to type in the year first, four-digit year. You're going to type in the two-digit month. We're in April, so I'm going to type 04. And then we're in the 14th day, so I'm going to type in 14. And then I'm going to hit the date button.
It's Friday, April 14th. 2023 today.
And that's how you do it. So remember, year first. So if I want to know what day my birthday falls on in 2030, then I could do
2030 0302.
Because my birthday is March 2nd. So I'm going to do 2030, and then I'll do 03 for March and 02 for 2nd, and then I'll hit the date button.
It's Saturday, March 2nd.
So cool. 2030, my birthday falls on a Saturday. Now, this calculator date will go all the way up to 2099. And I probably won't be here in 2099. So if anybody's listening to this in 2099, well, here is wishing you all the best from 2023. So if I do
2099 0302, it's Monday, March 2nd, 2099 today.
So somebody in 2099, when you're listening to this, if it's March 2nd, celebrate my birthday, because I will not be here to see it. So yeah, that's a sad thought, but it's life. So yeah, now if it goes past 2099, this calculator is not going to work. I'm expecting all these calculators will not be around in 2099, but you never know. So if I wanted to try to put in the year 3000, or no, I guess it would be 2100. If I do
2100302, error.
Error. So, you guys got a good 77 years left to use this calculator before the date is no longer good anymore. So, I think we're pretty good for a while. All right, so let's go back.
It's Monday, March 2nd, 2099 today.
It's not 2099, so I'm going to put the date back in.
2023.
Oh, he's putting in my birthday. How funny.
2023-04-14. It's Friday, April 14th, 2020.
There we go
today.
Okay, we're back in our time zone, or time period. Okay, so 4-year date, or 4-year first, then two-digit month, then two-digit day, and then press the date button. All right, the next one is the alarm clock. If I want to set an alarm, excuse me, for 7 o'clock tonight, I would type in 7 o'clock.
7:00.
I would hit the AM or PM. I'm going to go PM.
PM.
And then I'm going to press the third button over from the left, which is the alarm clock.
Alarm set for 7 PM.
Okay, so now the alarm's set for 7 p.m. Now I will go over to the alarm on button and make sure that the alarm is turned on.
Alarm off. Alarm on.
So there you go. Now the alarm's on for 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. And it will play a really cool tune when the alarm goes off. And if you guys want to hear the tune, then I will accommodate you. So let me see what time it is.
It's 5:34 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to do
5:35 a.m. Alarm set for 5:35 a.m.
All right, make sure the alarm's on.
It's 5:34 a.m. Alarm off. Alarm on.
Okay, so now when it goes to 5:35, it'll play a really cool alarm. I'm going to flip the set switch button up to lock us on, and then you guys can hear what the alarm sounds like, because they are pretty cool tunes. Shouldn't be much longer. But 77 years to use the calculator for the dates, I think that gives us all plenty of time. I hope somebody's still listening to this in 2099. You never know. Oh, there we go.
It's now 5:35 a.m.
Now, who doesn't want to be awakened by that? How cool is that, right? All right, I'm going to turn the alarm off, so I'm going to flip the set switch down.
Alarm off.
Press the alarm off button there and turn that off. All right, the next button to the right of the alarm is our timer. Now, this one, you can do the minimum of 1 minute. So I'm going to do 1 minute.
1:00.
Type in 1 minute. I'm going to hit the timer button.
Timer set for 1 hour.
Oops.
On.
Sorry. So in minutes, you're just going to press 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. And then when you want to do like 10 minutes, you would do 10.
1:00. Timer set for 10 minutes.
If we want to do 1, we just hit 1. Then press the timer button.
Timer set for 1 minute.
If we want to do an hour, we would do the 1:00 like I did a minute ago, or 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever. You get the idea. So let's just do 1. You can't do any lower than 1 minute. So I'm going to hit 1.
Timer.
If I press the timer button again,
start.
It starts it. Okay? So you press it once to set it, press it again to start it. Now, it will remember what you have the timer set for. So if you need the timer to go off at the same time, and you don't want to have to reset it every time, it will remember it. So if you set it for 3 minutes, next time you do it, it'll be 3 minutes. Next time you do it, it'll be 3 minutes. Next time it'll be 3 minutes. Now, if you want it different for the next time, then you'll have to set it differently for the next time. Now, if you want to see where it is, if you're up above the 2 minute period, you can press the timer. If it's not in set mode, I just took it out of set mode, you can press the timer button. And if it's 1 minute or lower, it's going to give you that sound. If it's 2 minutes or lower, or anything above 2 minutes, it will say you have 2 minutes left, or you have 1 minute left, or you have, you know, 3 minutes left, or 4 minutes left, or whatever. But if it's under a minute, it won't tell you anything. It'll just give you that little tone that you heard to let you know that it's under a minute. And there's our timer.
Time is up.
Get another cool tune. Doo-da. Camptown Races, I guess, is what that is. Camptown Races, yeah. So anyway, that's the timer.
Set.
Like I said, if we set it for longer, so if I set it for, say, 5 minutes.
Timer set for 5 minutes.
So 5 minutes, and then I
timer
start it. Now if I press the timer button.
4 minutes to go.
It says 4 minutes to go, even though it's probably like 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. So you can kind of get an idea of how much is left by, it'll tell you within a minute, it just won't tell you seconds. If you want to clear the timer, you don't want it to go off, you don't want to wait for it to go off,
set.
Slide the set switch down,
4 minutes to go.
Hit the timer,
clear.
And then just tap the clear button a couple times. All right, so that is clock, date, alarm clock, timer. Okay, so that's everything that you need to know how to set. Now, let's go over the buttons and what they do not in set mode. Okay, so I took it out of set mode.
Clear.
Starting at the top, the buttons do the same thing. Clock, date, timer, alarm, I mean, clock, date, alarm, clock, timer, recall, and clear. Okay, row below that, 789.
789.
Then you have
divided by.
Recall, and then you have memory recall, okay? I don't know how to use the memory recall and plus and whatever, so if you guys know how to do that, that's fine, but that's the memory recall. If you press that button twice quickly, it clears the memory. So you can actually store calculations in here and then recall them, and then you can clear them, okay? Next row down, you got 4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, 6.
Let me clear out. Then you've got the times.
Times.
So multiply, multiplication. And then the button to the right of the times is the memory minus button. Okay.
Clear.
Row down below that, you're going to have 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, 3.
Then you're going to have the
minus
sign. Then the button to the right of that. That's the memory plus. So you got the memory plus. Then above that, you got the memory minus. And above that, you got the memory recall. And then the final row at the bottom,
it's 5:40 a.m.
There's our 5 minute chime.
Off.
Let me turn that off. Okay. Final row at the bottom, you've got zero.
Zero.
You've got decimal.
Point.
Or point, whatever they call it. Then you've got plus.
Percent.
I'm sorry, zero. Percent. Then you've got plus. Then you've got equals.
Equals.
So the very bottom right corner is equals. The on button is the same as equals, and the equals is the on button. So those are the buttons in non-set mode. So guys, that about does it for the Sharp EL640 calculator. There's not much more that I can tell you about it. The very top of the calculator, over toward the right side of the top, there is a place for an AC adapter. It is very, very rare. The AC adapter is more rare than the calculators. I've had a couple in my lifetime, and that's it. So you probably won't ever have to mess with that spot. You might be able to take this into Batteries Plus. They might be able to get you a power adapter to go in here. But I think the one that they actually used for this was a Sharp proprietary cable. So I don't know. I tried one of these. A different one, I think, in a calculator one time that wasn't the Sharp one, and it burnt the calculator out and it ruined it. So it's not a good idea just to go sticking adapters in there. So just an FYI heads up. All right, guys, so that is the Sharp EL640 calculator. Hope you got some use out of this tutorial. If you have any questions, let me know. And I think that about covers it. So appreciate you, and we will catch you guys next time.